This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the mic.
Welcome back to Hold the Mic. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Lexi, and this is our first official episode. Before we begin, we just want to start by thanking everyone for their support. We've received so much support from friends, family, coaches, teammates, and we are just so grateful for everyone. And make sure to continue listening to us and check us out.
No, it's seriously been crazy. Like, we just released our trailer episode, and everyone's been so supportive so far, so we're so thankful. But to begin this episode, we're going to start with some segments, but we also have our very first guest on this week, one of our teammates, a fourth year senior on the mainline dance team at Boise State, Rachel Banks. So we're going to get into our segments first, and then we will have our interview with Rachel. Okay, so we're going to start with the game of the week this week. So as a reminder, game of the week is a game that Lexi and I are looking forward to for that week. So Lexi, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, so with college baseball starting up about a month ago, I'm really excited for the TCU-Oklahoma game. My cousin is a TCU alumni. She was on the Showgirls there. And then her boyfriend plays baseball at OU. So TCU is currently 11-6, and Oklahoma is 9-7, and they play each other on April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I'm really excited for that game. Since Boise State no longer has a baseball team, I'm really excited to watch other baseball programs at different schools.
Yeah, that's so exciting. That's so exciting. Okay, so my game of the week, men's basketball for Boise State. They just beat SMU last night. We're recording this on Friday, so they just beat SMU last night on Thursday, 85-84, which is insane. And that was in the NIT opener. So I'm really, really just looking forward to like the rest of this tournament and like how the Broncos will finish, because they've had a pretty incredible season this year so far. So I'm really just looking forward to it, like, from here on out.
Very true. So next we have our cheat sheet, which is a kind of a fact about the week. So since we have a Boise State mainline dancer here with us today, Boise State University's mainline dance team used to compete at the National Dance Alliance competition, also known as NDA, in Daytona, Florida. They competed there in the 90s, and then they actually took first place in 1993. Mainline hadn't gone back until 2019, which was my freshman year, where we competed at NDA in Daytona, Florida, and we are so excited to be able to return this year. We leave in, what, like 18 days?
Yeah, 18 days.
So that's a little fact about the history of Mainline and NDA, and I'm excited to go compete.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
And we'll be competing in jazz and hip-hop.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. So for our final segment for this episode, it's the Who's on Our Radar segment. And that is the athletes that we think that deserves our recognition, upcoming people, people who already have a lot of recognition but just need that little extra boost. So mine for this week is Derek Alston Jr., also known as DA at Boise State. He's a 6'9", fifth-year senior at Boise State, and he is projected to be picked in the second round of the 2021 NBA draft. So that's really exciting.
Yes.
And like with my game of the week, with them being in the tournament, there's a lot of highlight on him right now. So that's really awesome.
Totally. I've been following DA kind of this whole season with covering the men's basketball team, and he's just had an incredible season. So I'm really excited to see where he goes after this. Yeah. And I know he's been looking forward to it too. So.
Totally, yeah. It's really cool seeing like Broncos go for a step higher than the collegiate level, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So for my, who's on my radar, Jonah Dalmas, he's a walk-on freshman kicker for Boise State football. He earned his scholarship after the team's win over Colorado State in this fall of 2020. And he has a career-long 51-yard field goal, which is amazing. And especially since he came on the team as a walk-on and was able to earn his way to receive a scholarship. So I'm really excited to see what Jonah does next season with Broncos.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I mean, like, just freshmen in general getting to play and start is really awesome already and a huge accomplishment. And then coming in and getting that scholarship, earning the scholarship is even better.
Yes.
So now with our segments over, we are going to introduce Rachel Banks. She, like I said, is one of our teammates on Boise State's mainline dance team. Rachel, if you just want to start off and just kind of like tell everyone a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, all the things.
Yeah. So I'm from San Diego, California. I went to Mount Carmel High School. I was on their dance team there. I've actually been dancing since I was two, so about 19 years now. And yeah, I came to Boise State. I started out as a kinesiology major. Then I went to physical education, and now I'm a health science major. And I promise you I'm graduating. It happened. But yeah.
That's so exciting.
What do you want to do after you graduate and kind of go into?
I want to become a sports dietitian, so work with athletes on their like diet and what will help them succeed.
Yeah, awesome. That's so exciting. So if you could back up and just kind of tell us how you got to Boise State, like that story, how you got here.
So super special. I went on Google and I said, D1A football schools, who's good? Boise State came up. Then I looked and I was like, do they have a dance team? Yeah, they did. So then I watched videos. Then I came to a clinic and I kind of like visited Boise, walked around Boise State, fell in love, and then put all my eggs into one basket, auditioned for this team only, and then made it.
That's so exciting.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
And I kind of mentioned earlier in the episode that Rachel is a senior, but something a little unique is that Rachel is our only senior on the team this year. So if you kind of want to dive into that, like what's it like being the only senior, like being the only fourth year on our team, having the most experience, all the things?
I mean, it's definitely a different side of it, but I feel like I've gotten a lot of help from other people and like everyone's supported me a lot. I started out as I had, what, five other people in my year, and then slowly but surely just became me. But I feel like it kind of forced me to get away from like your little clique of your year and kind of like open up into everyone and get to be close with everyone on the team. So I feel like it was almost like I'm more thankful that I was the only senior because it got me to do stuff like that.
That's so cool. Yeah, I love that.
I love that. And then how has kind of these past 4 years on the team been? Just like with everything and growing over the years to become like a senior?
I mean, this team is insane. Like you get to do so much. You get to do football, basketball, volleyball, like things that no one gets to do. So I feel like it gave me a different side of college that like only the few people on our team actually get to experience. And I think like I always wanted to continue dancing, so it allowed me to grow as a dancer more than I ever thought I would. I don't know. I would never trade it for the world. It's been the best experience ever.
Okay, so going off of kind of what you're just saying, what in these past 4 years, what like has stood out to you the most? Whether it was like a specific event that you were able to do, performing at certain sports, like whatever. I want to know what has like really stood out.
I feel like any person on this team will say the exact same thing. Performing at pregame at football, like walking out on that field, like people, like we cry because it's just so cool. Yes. I feel like every single time I do pregame, it's like, I don't know, like it's insane.
It's so fun. Like you're nervous, but you're also just so excited. And especially when like the stands are like completely filled.
And then like the team running through the tunnel.
Oh,
and just,
yeah.
It's just like, it's crazy.
It's like a 10-15 minute experience, but it is the best 10-15 minutes ever.
I love it. I would say either that or nationals. Like, I know Lexi was kind of explaining it, but like performing on that band shell, like literally you look to your left and that is the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's so cool. I don't know. It's hard to like pick because we do so many cool things, but it'd be between those two.
Yeah. Kind of going off that, has there been a specific game in football, basketball, volleyball, whatever, that you just like remember so clearly and you were like, that was the best game that I've ever cheered?
It would have been, I think it was my freshman year Mountain West championship game. It was pouring rain, then it started snowing, then it started raining again. So my hair was like stuck, like it did not move. But then icicles. Like, I remember because it was my freshman year and I had never done like a championship game. Like when we won, like there's like streamers, everyone's charging the field. Like you are just going insane. And like between the weather and then winning, I just don't think like I could ever forget that.
That's so awesome.
It was so cool.
Okay, so I want to know kind of how it's been for you being a student athlete. Like, we're all full-time students here. We're all on mainline, but I want to know, like, your experience with that and how that has really happened for the past 4 years for you.
I feel like people, like, think it's stressful or crazy, but I almost feel like, I love to be busy and I love to have something to do, so I feel like it's kept me on my toes, but it's also kind of kept me very, like, I don't know. I'm just super focused on everything. Like, there's no time to give up and just be like, oh, well, I don't feel like doing my homework. Like, no, you don't get to do that. But I feel like it's made me more successful in school and on the team. And I feel like that kind of puts you away from other students because they only have to worry about school. You have to figure out how to do school. You have to worry about your team. You have to worry about outside stuff. And I feel like that's going to set me up for success in the future because I'll be able to juggle different things in my life.
I love that you said that. I really do feel like it sets us up for like a better future in the sense success. Of like having the responsibilities, because being a student athlete, you have all of those different things that you need to juggle, like going to practice, competing in whatever sport you're doing, having work outside of it. I mean, we don't get paid to dance, unfortunately. We put in a lot of time and effort, but no money comes out of that. But I really like that you said that because like not a lot of students get to have that opportunity right. and like have those responsibilities. So I think it's definitely really important for us.
Yeah. Do you want to keep dancing after college?
I do, but I kind of almost want to go into like choreography more That's than so cool. continuing to dance. I feel like trying to be a dancer in this world to continue that is the hardest thing. I mean, choreography is the same, but I could see myself doing better with choreography than dancing.
Yeah.
I can too. I second that.
Oh, thanks.
So I would kind. Say with dance, there's like two types. Like after you graduate college, you can either go the professional route of like Broadway or mm-hmm. like shows like in Vegas or New York or whatever. Or you can do the only other pro option is like cheering for an NBA, NFL team, yeah. stuff yeah. like that. So there's not, it's not really like with football per se, like you play in college and then the goal is to get to the NFL.
Right. Like I thought about NBA. But it's kind of scary because, like, NBA doesn't pay their dancers, like, anything.
Yeah. Same with and NFL.
So you, yeah, and so you have to get a job. But it's, like, depending on the team, like, if I go on a team or I make a team that is in a random city that I don't know anyone in, and then I have to find a job, too, and, like, live it, like, that's so scary.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped that idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to go into choreography.
Okay.
What would you like to specialize in? Where would you see yourself doing that at?
I'd probably do more contemporary. Okay. That's just like a style that I can kind of be more creative with. Like, I love doing like hip hop, but I can't choreograph that. Like, it just
yes,
does
you
not.
Can.
It does not come naturally to
okay,
me.
Okay, let me just say that my freshman year, Rachel, we got our hip hop routine. It was awesome, but there were some things we had to change. Rachel choreographed like half that dance. Like okay, half the dance was from Rachel.
She's blushing so hard.
I don't know, but like I can't, like you can't put a song on and I can't just like dance to
like
it.
Freestyle.
Like contemporary, you can put any song on and I will be able to dance. But hip hop, yeah. I go blank. I look like a mute dancer.
I remember I used to do NDA camps in high school and they had like a section where you had to hip hop freestyle and they would pick like the best one. I literally sat there and I just like kind of like moved. It was the most awkward thing of my life. Like I can't hip hop freestyle.
Improv is my worst skill. I like kind of like what Rach said, like songs come on and I'm like, nope, nothing. Like give me choreo and I could do it. But if you tell me to just like make up a dance in my head right there, it won't happen.
Well, my old dance teacher forced me, like she made me take an hour a week of just improv. Like it was a class for improving. They would play songs and you'd have to like dance on the floor. You couldn't move one hand. You had to dance with like your pinky. Like,
yeah, they would give you like prompts or something to follow.
But it was only contemporary. So I feel like if I had taken hip hop stuff like that, I probably would feel more comfortable. But
well, and something really impressive about the way that you choreograph Rach is you do it on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it, but you do it. And it's so impressive to me because like, so for a lot of people who aren't familiar with dance, there are pretty much two types of choreographers. There's the ones who make it up on the spot. And I'm like, your brain works so well somehow so fast. And that's how Rachel is. Or people will like kind of come up with the dance when they hear the music prior and then teach it later to dancers. How does that happen for you? How does your brain work that way? Like, can you go into that?
I feel like when I try and like play a song and like choreograph it before I go into something, I overthink it and like I think too much into it. But when I'm there on the spot, it forces me to get more creative and it forces me to kind of like come up with things randomly. And it turns out, like I find it turns out better than trying to sit there and think, oh, well, no, I don't like that. Maybe that. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like I like it on the spot better. Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah. Where do you think your creativity like stems from?
My choreographer, her name's Ashley Valerio.
Okay.
She was actually on, I don't know if you've heard of So You Think You Can Dance.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously.
She went on that, but she grew up dancing with like Travis Wall and like all those people.
Love.
And then she came to my studio my freshman year of high school. So I'm not going to lie, I kind of sucked up until then. But then she came and kind of just like became my mentor. And from there, I like studied how her brain worked and just learned from her.
That's so cool.
I got lucky.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So you used to dance in high school.
I did.
You used to do solos.
I did.
Do you want to talk about that?
I had the hardest time with solos up until my senior year. Like it was never, well, my team for high school, you couldn't compete your freshman year. So I didn't compete that year. And then I competed sophomore, junior, and senior. And every year, like, I mean, I didn't ever really place. Nothing really happened out of it. And then senior year, Ashley gave me a solo to Body Love. It's kind of like a spoken word, but yes, it has music behind it.
Yeah.
That dance is so good. Look it up on YouTube.
It is good. I love the song.
I don't know. I feel like the story behind it was something everyone could relate to. Like, it was very different. It wasn't super technical of, like, all these turns and legs and everything. I'm not a technical dancer either. But it was just, there was just a story, and I feel like that is kind of what helped me stand out from other dancers. And then for some reason, that dance just, it did well. I placed every competition, made finals, and then got third at nationals, and I ended at a high.
That's Rachel so cool. Popped off her senior year.
I know, it was like came out of nowhere.
No, I love it.
Did you like get to cheer, like how we get to cheer on the sidelines at Boise State? Were you allowed to do that in high school?
No, we did halftime dances for like a minute, but I want you to know I never held a pom-pom until auditions for this team. And I didn't know that there's a bar to hold in the middle of it. Like I didn't know anything. It. Yeah, and then they're like, okay, now do an aerial. And I was like, with pom-poms? Like, are you sure?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Are you sure? But
yeah, how is that, like, switch from, because I feel like we have a lot of people on our team that come from a more, like, technical, like, dancer's background. They don't really do a lot of sideline, and then they come into this where we are a sideline team.
Right.
Like, we compete jazz and hip-hop, but we're more so of a sideline team.
It was hard. I got yelled at a lot. My arms are hyperextended, so, like, it looks bent. So I had to learn how to straighten my arms. And then, I mean, you just, like, you can't flail your arms, especially with pom-poms, because they're, like, it makes it even worse. So it took a little bit. I got yelled at a lot, but we came very far.
Yeah. Lex, I'm glad that you mentioned that about the different people on our team, because I feel like everyone comes from such a different background because we have people on our team from all over, you know? And so we all come together from completely different backgrounds, dancing how we've been trained to dance our whole lives. And then randomly, we're all on this team and we're expected to look the exact same.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of people on our team, like Rachel, who is used to that studio background, never holding a pom-pom, like, was born on Marley, like, that kind of stuff, you know? Where, like, for me, I literally competed in pom in high school. Like, same. I was on the sidelines. Right. I was, you know? So there's such different backgrounds. And then everyone is supposed to just come together and look the exact same. And even despite all of the different training that we've all had.
Yeah, and even with, like, on the sidelines, if you don't know, cheer and mainline are combined on the sidelines for basketball, volleyball, football. And so how to tell the difference is mainline has orange palms and cheer has blue. Yeah. But we all have to look like one another on the sideline. There's points where we'll split off and we'll do different things. Cheer will stunt, we'll dance, whatever. But for the most part, we're all having to match. So we're having to match cheerleaders. Cheerleaders are having to match dancers. So it's really just like we're all coming into this environment where we have to kind of conform and start to look like each other. So we look like a unit.
But I love that about our team because I feel like you don't see that a lot.
No, same.
Like our team, especially during football and basketball season, like we are one.
Yes.
And it's like the fact that we, like a dancer that's never held a pom-pom and then a cheerleader who's never like danced can come together and look the exact same because people don't know, like I hear all the time, oh, you're not a cheerleader, you're a dancer. Like, people don't know the difference.
Yeah.
And the fact that people can't see the difference, I think is so cool.
I totally agree. And you know what, too? Like, I know Lexi just said, like, oh, the way to tell the difference is mainline has orange palms and cheer has blue palms. People don't know that, though.
No,
like,
they
don't. Only way that anyone would know that is if they were told that.
Yes.
Because when you are looking on the sidelines from, like, a spectator perspective at any game, everyone is all combined. Cheer is right next to mainline. Mainline's right next to cheer. Like, and what Rachel said, like, I love that we are all together.
Yeah.
You know? Because we all practice together. We're all in this big studio and we're all just looking the same.
But then, like, April hits and it's like, cheer is doing insane things. Like, ML, we're throwing our bodies on the floor. Like, but you would never know that, like, we do complete opposite things.
Mm-hmm. I think it really, like, shows the program that has been created at Boise State for Spirit Squad, because, like, Spirit Squad is basically, like, an umbrella for cheer, mainline, and Buster Bronco, and it really just shows, like, the program that has been created because everyone is, like, so intertwined with each other. Like, even during summer, like, literally we would work out with Buster Bronco and cheer, and everyone was, like, together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sprinting.
Across campus after an 8-hour practice day, and then we run a mile.
Yep.
I think my favorite practice ever was when our coach came in and said, okay, we're gonna do a little like flip-flop today.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to learn a dance and like perform like you're on mainline, and then mainline you're going to learn a cheer and perform like your cheer. So literally, I'm like a back spot because I'm pretty tall. So I'm like lifting up our teammate Emerson like in the air in a full-on stunt. Like, it was hilarious.
That was the best day of my life.
Yes, it was so fun.
I stood on someone's knee and I thought I was on top of the world.
No, that was the best day. To make that day even better, it was on my birthday too.
Oh my gosh.
And I used to be a cheerleader. And so I was like going back to my days because I was a base when I did cheer like a long time ago, but then I was able to base that day and I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Well, then watching cheer learn our dances,
oh my god, hilarious.
It was the best thing ever. And they had certain things that they wanted to do. Like, I feel like we're obsessed with each other on our team.
I was just about to say that. It's so funny because I feel like we want to be cheerleaders so bad. Like, we're sitting there in an arabesque and like trying to wave our hands, like pretending like we're in a stunt. And like literally the other day, cheer was trying to learn our hip hop choreography and our jazz choreography. Like, we're so obsessed with each other and want to be each other. But I think that so much comes down to like how supportive we are of each other.
So supportive. Mm-hmm. We literally like scream at our coach asking, can we please watch them? Like, we are begging.
We got our way.
We do. But then we have to go full out.
Right, about that.
But we like love watching each other. Like, I wish us and cheer competed at the same competition in Nashville.
Can you imagine?
Because cheer goes to UCA in Orlando. And that usually happens in January. But because of this year, it got pushed back to April. But then we compete at NDA in Daytona. And so I just wish like we were able to go to the same comp. Just because when we are in practice and we are going full out, like hearing them cheer for us is so
I know.
Fun.
I go back and watch like my freshman year videos because we did go together. Yeah. And like,
was that USA?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like the crowd is just going insane because it's our whole cheer team who's obsessed with us. And it's like, you just like you want to go harder because you have that. And I feel like that's what's hard with NDA and then them going to UCA is like we're not there supporting each other like we would be if we were together. Mm-hmm. But then it makes like practices fun because we like get to show them and it's like all exciting.
It's like a show and tell.
It really is.
It's so fun. So, okay, go ahead.
For those that don't know, there's three kind of like main big competitions, nationals for college. There's USA, which is in Anaheim, correct?
Yes.
And then there's NDA/NCA. That's in Daytona and usually in April. And then there's UDA and UCA in Orlando in kind of like January. So you said you competed at USA your freshman year. And then sophomore year, it was kind of a surprise that we were going to Florida. This was the first time it had happened since 1993.
Yeah.
And for mainline, Cheer was going to Florida as well. But how was kind of that switch from going from, because NDA is a much bigger competition, national competition. We're competing against bigger schools like BYU, Louisville, Texas Tech.
Right.
How was kind of that switch from being at USA and then competing at NDA?
We all had to switch our mindset and up our game, like throwing different tricks in there, harder turn sections, like it, because the people we're competing against are literally insane. Mm-hmm. You don't get to come in with a mediocre dance. Like, your dance has to be insane just like them. So I feel like just the skills that we were required to get as a team are so much harder. And then now this year too, like rubber bands, like, are you kidding me? My freshman year, three girls in our dance did a rubber band. Yeah. And I looked at them like they're crazy. Like, there's no way I would ever try and learn that. And then sophomore year, like, okay, we're all doing a rubber band. And it's like, okay.
Oh, really?
On the wood? Are you sure about that?
Or even just like aerials or like different things like we've done or different tricks.
Yeah,
like, we just try to up our game every single year, I feel like.
We had a full team aerial in okay, so my freshman year, we didn't have a full team aerial because people couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. Sophomore year, we had a full team. Now we have a full team right and left and a side semi.
A side semi and a backwards aerial.
And like the aerials like all like arched. Like, that stuff is just insane, and you don't see a lot of teams doing stuff like that. And so I feel like I just think that going to NDA has pushed our team in such a better direction, and it's forced us to continue to grow. And if people go back to 5 years ago, like, we weren't doing stuff like that. But the fact that we are now just goes to show like how amazing our program is, because we're growing so quickly.
Mm-hmm. No, I think like the biggest compliment, and like, obviously I was not on your team 4 years ago when you were a freshman, but I think the biggest compliment from you and from our coach Kelsey is when they say like, this program and this team has grown so much in the past 4 years. And like, that's even like, look at just from last year to this year and like how much like the difficulty and the team and like the way that it's going. It's so impressive. And it's like, it's so cool to be a part of, you know?
It is.
And like, I guarantee for you, Rachel, like, looking at your freshman year compared to your senior year, like, you cannot be leaving anything than less than a high note, you know?
Yeah. No, it's insane. I mean, I feel like you, especially like making the team now, like the fact that you can make a team that has grown so much now, like, that is so cool, because you're coming onto a team that requires right and left aerials and a quad and rubber bands and flipping off your head onto your butt. Like, that's not comfy.
Blending in like a crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, like, it's not comfortable. But like, and then it's like during comp season, like, we get so stressed out about all of our tricks. But then it's like, when you hit that national stage floor, like, and you hit your tricks, it like all just comes together, and it's all like, that was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, like, I don't want to talk about COVID, but on the subject of COVID really quick, like, we haven't gotten anything this year. And, like, Rachel, her senior year, has not gotten anything this year. So, like, we've been practicing every single day since the start of this year, practicing 3 days a week at 6 a.m., Sundays for 3 hours. Like, but it almost feels like, for what? And then finally, like, competition season hits, and it's like, oh, thank God. Okay, now we're actually doing something, you know, for something.
Well, and it's like, I feel like a lot of us do come onto this team for competition more than sideline. Then you fall in love with sideline, and you're like, hey, I don't want to do anything
you're
else.
You're like, wait, like, I love this.
But, like, the fact that we do get to do nationals, which is something we've all grown up doing, I think is, like, if we could pick one thing, at least we get to do nationals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say, because there's, like, still some teams who aren't even getting to go, or even like competing virtually. And I have never heard of that. Yeah, and you would have never even, like, imagine a year ago telling someone like, oh yeah, we're competing virtually for a national competition.
I was talking to one of my friends who's on the SDSU cheer team. They have not met as a team once this year.
You're kidding.
Like, and they don't get to go to nationals, obviously. They didn't get to cheer any games, but they haven't even had a practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's like, even if we didn't get to cheer at basketball or we didn't get to go to nationals, like, at least we got to hang out as a team.
We're friends.
Like, practice together. Yeah. At least we had a fun time.
Yeah, like, I could not imagine doing that. Or, like, thinking about, like, a team like ASU not going to nationals, like,
ASU's insane for anybody not aware.
They're insane. And they're not going.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like the fact that we get to go, like,
has it's just, a big deal for us. Well, and like, what we've been looking for.
Yeah.
Too,
and like our coach, Kelsey, she's been saying this the whole year. And like, I feel like every time she would say it, I'd just brush it off. And I'm like, but things could be better. Cause she would say, she's like, there's even other schools in the Mountain West who haven't been able to practice, who haven't been able to meet. And like, we've been very lucky and we've been able to practice and stuff. But every time she'd say that, I'm like, yeah, but we don't get football games and we don't get this and we don't get that, you know? So it really is interesting. And like, we are really lucky even though it sucks. So to kind of go back to just like mainline in general and you being on the team and all that, what opportunities has that brought for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I have been out in the community for hundreds of appearances. So I've met a bunch of different people. The job that I have now of teaching at a dance studio, I got because of a fellow teammate. I mean, no one gets to be on the sideline at a game unless you're like the player or us.
Anyone would like die to be on the, like, blue. And to think that we just like go out and just practice the on the blue really quick.
People pay, like literally pay to get on the blue. Yes. As we're like running around on the blue.
We're like, oh, we have to go on the blue. It's so cold outside.
Yeah. Like, really, it's 6 a.m. Are you sure, Kelsey? Like, but I mean, it's just you, like, student athletes get opportunities that a lot of people don't. But then on top of it, like, not all student athletes get to go on the blue or get to go on the basketball court or on the volleyball court or also to Florida. Like, I feel like we kind of get like an extra something because we get to do all of it. Whereas like athletes only get to do what their like sport is.
Yeah. I think that's the best part is like being able to like, oh, we're going to go cheer a basketball game today. Or like, I remember we had to cheer the Mountain West Championship. It was my sophomore year. And then directly after, we had won. So we're like laying in all the streamers, taking pictures, like celebrating. And then literally our coach goes, okay, time to wrap it up. Let's go cheer basketball. And then we had to go cheer a basketball game right after. Day. And it was like what? Like a 12, 18 hour day, something like that. But it was so fun. And like the fact that we have the opportunity to go do that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And also, mainline and cheer got to go perform when Garth Brooks was here.
Oh my gosh, yes, we did.
Insane. Yeah. Like, who else gets that opportunity?
Out of the stage with this really heavy, like, gun thingy, like, that shot out.
Cannon. Streamers.
Yes, that. Oh. I just, like, on the stage, and I was like, I'm in front of thousands of people.
Thousands
of people.
Hanging
out on the stage, like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, and you guys got a picture with him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember any football players being up on that.
But, like, but also, like, who gets to just like casually like hang? We all got to go in there with like anyone's parents that were in town, like could come in. Like, we got to like sit down and just talk to him and hang out. Like, wow. Who gets to do that? Mm-hmm. Like, what?
That's so cruel. That's so cool.
Yeah. And I feel like heading into the future, like, it's just kind of like a resume booster, just something that like helps you and like connections and networking. Like, it's just.
I mean, our coach got her job now from being on this team and just meeting some random person. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so much that can happen from this team. And it, like, I feel like if you really take advantage of that, you can make your future whatever you want.
Totally.
Which is so weird because it's like, my future isn't going to be dance.
Yeah.
But I can do something with my future from being on the dance team. Like, that's so weird.
No, we definitely get opportunities that a lot of people don't get. And it's really cool.
No, it is. So do you want to stay in Boise after or do you want to
move back home? I plan on staying here for like 2 years.
Okay.
Just to kind of work, build my resume, do all that. But then I don't know if I see myself in Boise forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then again, my freshman year was like, I would never live in Boise after college. And here I am staying for another 2 years. So I don't know. I would love to go back to California at some point. Mm-hmm. If I make enough money.
I'm like, well, TBD about that one.
It's expensive, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah. Or even Idaho. I was like, why would I go to a state that's like known for potatoes? Yeah. Like, why would I go to a school
People used
there?
To make fun of me for that. They're like, what's in Idaho?
And then it's like seriously the best place ever. Like, if you've never visited Boise, 10 out of 10 recommend. Yeah.
I love it here.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
You get sunny one day and pouring rain.
It's like literally raining today, and it was like 65 the past 5 days
yesterday, and now it's raining.
No, it's so funny. I mean, I am definitely paler here, being raised in California, yeah, Southern California, and same. Always being tan.
Yeah.
You get used to
it. You learn how to spray tan.
Yep, self-tan.
Yeah, I think that's a wrap. Rach, thanks so much
thanks for having
on.
Me.
Thank you for
seriously, we appreciate
on
it. So fun. And thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. We really appreciate all of the support, kind of like Lexi was saying at the beginning of this episode. Like, it's insane that we've only released one episode prior to this, and we've already gotten so much amazing, like, feedback, support from all of our family and friends. And
just everyone. It's just our trailer, too. We haven't even released, like, this is our first, like, true episode that, like, we're talking on right now. So just the support that we've received from everyone has been amazing. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Victory Media. Victory Media is a story of collaboration, creativity, and a cast of enthusiastic experts who believe that marketing is about more than bells and whistles. We know that effective marketing is a potent mix of professional strategy and cutting-edge tactics woven together to create and maintain sustainable, dynamic growth for your business. Together, our team of 17 brings over 168 years of collective experience and expertise with one goal, and that's keeping you ahead of your competition. They are located at 14415 East Sprigo Avenue, Suite number 4 in Spokane, Washington. Follow them on Instagram at GoVictoryMedia and contact them at info@govictory.agency or at 509-624-9659.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic.
Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.